somewhat, but not within the United States, I notice.
Can't tell someone who's from out west, or?
Not really, I wouldn't say, no.
You don't notice people in San Francisco sounding a little different?
Of course, they're all educated in the same colleges and places, too. I don't, I can't be honest, I don't notice that much difference. Except as to how they, I mean, their choice of words is about all I notice.
Right.
Or how they treat the English language. I'm amazed at Georgia. I mean, my brother-in-law, a great friend of mine, one of my wives, brother, good friend of mine, he went through Georgia and could hardly read or write. I mean, he could only print. And he didn't know how he ever got through college. And they still graduate all sorts of people, apparently, who really, apparently, are pretty bad on reading, writing, or, I don't know, about arithmetic.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I don't understand why they don't, well, they get all these kids out of high schools from Hay Hire, Georgia, or somewhere, and I guess they, I don't know. They certainly don't seem very educated.
You think the big difference between how people speak is education?
Yeah, I'd say that I notice very much, yeah.
More so than like a Southern accent.
Yeah.
What about the difference between men and women, how they talk? Do you notice any differences?
No, I don't notice anything there. Don't get me going. See, I'm an education consultant. Mm-hmm. I consult with parents about the way they should go to college or schools. And so I'm into the whole business of excellence or lack of excellence in some schools and colleges. And there is quite a difference. And that's what's good about Georgia. If you're getting the right courses, it's fine. But there's a whole lot of it's just not worth a damn,
mm-hmm.
as you know. And tech, of course, is certainly been at a level above Georgia, but now they're beginning to merge. Georgia's coming up and tech coming down as far as rating, as far as colleges, you know. The SAT scores and everything we go by. Well, did you go to high school in Athens? Or?
Mississippi.
Oh, Mississippi.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, they probably weren't very good schools, were they, or were they? I guess they're a lot better now. Mississippi's past us. They're better than we are now.
We're getting better.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, we used to always look down on Mississippi. And
all the southern states do. People tell me I have a very southern accent.
Oh, do they? I wouldn't say so.
Really?
No. No, I wouldn't have thought that. And as I say, Mississippi is not the bottom of the barrel at all. We in South Carolina, I guess, are the worst.
So do you think there's a difference between the way people from South Carolina talk, their accents, the southern states, they, you know?
Oh, I think, less educated. Yeah, I mean, less of them, not the accent, again, it may be somewhat accent,
right.
But it's more the words they use and how they talk.
Or maybe whether you're from a city or...
Well, yes, there's a difference. See, it was interesting in the legislature because, of course, I was with people from really rural areas and city areas, you
mm-hmm.
know, Savannah, and then from Hay Hire and Social Circle or wherever. And there is a difference. I mean, you could tell somewhat almost where they're from. But, I mean, where they're from a city. So when I say I didn't notice it, I certainly noticed it there. So I'm not being honest in a way, but I think I detect it more in the words they use or the way they talk and not the tone.
Mm-hmm. Do you think southern accents are pleasant sounding?
Oh, yes. I think that's